Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there. Stardate, April 18th. You might want to have the butter and the Mrs. Butterworths handy for this one. It's all about pancakes. Some of them are as big as a major city. There are only two problems. They're made out of dense volcanic rock, and they're on the planet Venus. Venus is covered with many thousands of volcanic features. Lava plains, cone-shaped mountains, and structures that look like crowns and spiders. Most of the features are old, but there are hints that the planet is still volcanically active today. The list of features includes pancake domes. There are scores of them, some by themselves, but many in groups. They're almost perfectly round and flat. They can be up to a few dozen miles across and more than half a mile tall. And their edges are steep, almost sheer cliffs. The domes probably formed when thick molten rock bubbled to the surface. It spread out in all directions, and it continued to spread well after the lava spigot was turned off. A study published last year said that some of the pancakes dented the surface below them, perhaps one reason they're so flat. That dimple created a moat around one of the domes, with a raised rim around the moat, a good arrangement for catching all that butter and syrup. Venus is the brilliant evening star. It's quite close to the crescent moon this evening. The moon will stand above the planet tomorrow night. More about that on our next program. You can find out more about Venus in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.